USA News, I'm John Schaefer. As holiday travel intensifies, the Biden administration is committed to ensuring accountability for airlines facing delays and cancellations. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg emphasized that the administration has elevated its commitment to accountability, particularly in response to the widespread cancellations experienced in December 2022. Buttigieg urged airlines to prioritize the well-being of their passengers. The governor of Texas is facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level.
Look, this is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department is in the process of deciding whether to file a lawsuit against Texas. The new law, which was signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott Monday, grants state authorities the authority to apprehend migrants on state charges. President Biden paid tribute to the life and legacy of the late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor today during her funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. In his remarks, he highlighted O'Connor as a trailblazer who shattered barriers in both the legal and political realms, leaving an indelible mark on the nation's consciousness. The U.S. is spearheading a newly formed international task force aimed at safeguarding commercial cargo ships from attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
Ships and aircraft from multiple nations are and will continue to join the United States in conducting maritime surveillance and taking defensive action as appropriate to protect commercial ships from the threat posed by the Houthis.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized the unacceptability of recent attacks on merchant ships, stating they must cease. According to Bill Gates, a substantial surge in technology is expected in 2024. He said in the coming year, scientists will be dedicated to refining AI to bring about notable improvements. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. Nearly 90% of the nation's growth occurred in the southern region. Despite the growth, however, the overall increase remains relatively low in historical terms. Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The TSA foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the three busiest days of the holiday season when compared to the last year. The peak travel days are expected to be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. The Ohio House is taking a step toward adopting daylight saving time permanently. Dave Collins has more.
The resolution for consideration urges the U.S. Congress to pass the Sunshine Protection Act, which would see daylight saving time being permanently observed throughout the entire U.S. Lawmakers say the time change in the fall leads to mental health issues such as depression, an increase in automobile accidents, and even an increase in crime.
The Powerball jackpot has reached $572 million ahead of Wednesday's drawing. The jackpot increased as no tickets matched the numbers from Monday's $542 million drawing. That's reported by the Multi-State Lottery. In the event of a win in Wednesday's drawing, the winner can choose between a lump sum of $286 million or receiving annual payments. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.